another week. Morning prayer. This morning, let's open to Ezekiel in the Old Testament. Ezekiel is after the big books, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and then Lamentations and Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 14. And we'll read 1 through 8. From the NASB, then some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat down before me, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts, and have put right before their faces the stumbling block of their iniquity. Should I be consulted by them at all? Therefore speak to them and tell them, Thus says the Lord God, any man of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet. I, the Lord, will be brought to him an answer in the matter of view of the multitude of his idols, in order to lay hold of the hearts of the house of Israel who are estranged from me through all their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, Repent, and turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations. For anyone in the house of Israel or of the immigrants who stay in Israel, who separates himself from me, sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me for himself. I, the Lord, will be brought to answer him in my own person. I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off and among my people, so you will know that I am the Lord. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you for this morning. God, we want to examine our hearts today, and God, we want to honor you and worship you. And Lord, we just ask for just wisdom today as we devote this morning to you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this is a passage about idols, but I want to talk about this in the context of worship. And whether we realize it or not, you are a worshiper. It's what you do. It's who you are. I know what some of you might be thinking. Well, you know, I'm not really a worshiper because I'm not really a good singer. I'm not really into music and things like that, but it's not about singing or just music. Worshippers are ones who are created to bring pleasure to God, and God is our creator, and it's what we're made to do. We're made to worship him, and should we for some reason choose not to give God his worship, then we are still worshiping something whether we realize it or not. In other words, we're exchanging the creator for something that he has created. And I want you to think about it this way. Worship is all about value. I think we understand that term value. The simplest definition I can give is worship is in response to what we value the most. Worship is in response to what we value the most. That's why worship is what we do. Worship is saying this person or this experience or this item or whatever it is what matters most to me. It's what matters most to me. It's the very thing that I exalt in my life. It's the very first thing that I put in my life. You can imagine this thing could be a dream. This thing could be a relationship. This could be status. This thing could be a name. It could be anything, some kind of pleasure. It's in other words, what you've concluded in your heart, the very thing that you've elevated the most is what you value the most, or what you see as the most worth is what you worship. And so as a result, our worship determines our actions, and it becomes the driving force of everything that we do. And I'm not just talking about like in a religious crowd like this. I'm talking about everybody on the face of the earth. I'm not just talking about the elders or the leaders or the pastors or things like that. It's everyone will proclaim their affection to the thing that they value the most. And so for us, we worship God, but for those in the world, they worship materialism, or they worship their intellect, or they worship their Buddha or whatever different religions. And so everybody has an altar, Christians, non-Christians. Every altar has a throne, and the question is, well, how do you know what you worship? Of course, we sit here and many of us say that, of course, I worship God. But the question is, how do we know? How do we find out? Well, you take the present and you go backwards and you try to go down this trail of your time and you go down this trail of your affection and you try to go down the trail of the energy that you spent. And as you go to down this trail and you reach the end of this trail, what you will find is where your throne is. You'll find what you value and what you worship. And I know most of us don't go around saying, oh yeah, I worship my video games. I worship my stuff. I worship my TV. I worship my house. You know, of course we don't do that. But the trail that we go down will never lie. You know, and so of course we don't say that verbally, but as you go down that trail, where do you put most of your energy into? What do you put most of your affection towards? What do you put most of your time towards? As you go down that trail, you find out, oh, maybe it is something other than God. And our actions speak louder than words. And in the end, worship is more about what we do than what we say. And so I want us to, this morning, in light of this passage, as we'll go into it a little bit, to go down that trail. Because to worship idols doesn't mean that we have made some form of graven image. It doesn't mean that we've, you know, went out to the lumber yard and gotten a piece of wood and sculpted it and shaped it. It's not that we've made anything by our hands. Ezekiel 14:3 says, these men have set up idols in their hearts. I think, I don't know if you've gone through Sunday school, you know, might have had this picture of idols being, you know, oh yeah, you know, the golden calf and, you know, or totem poles or some sort of image. And that's, we've associated this word idol with a physical thing. And it's easy for us to say, no, I of course I haven't made any idols. You know, of course, in different religions, they have little statues or trinkets or things, you know, graven images, things that that families and people worship. And so we can see that with our eyes. And we say to ourselves, no, of course I didn't make any of those things. But then, you know, when you go down that trail, you begin to see that maybe your TV has become your idol or you know, maybe your home has been your idol, or maybe your position at work has been your idol. And as you go, verse 3 says, these men have set up idols in their hearts. And then Ezekiel 14:6 continues and goes on to tell us to repent and turn yourself from your idols. 1 John 5:21 says, children, you've got to stay away from idols. And if you look out throughout Scripture, one of the biggest things that God talks about is this whole idea of thou shalt not have any idols before me. Since the beginning of time, that's what the devil has been trying to do. He's been trying to distract us and try to take our focus away from God, our Creator, and try to put him second into our own supremacy. You know, if you remember in the garden, when Eve was tempted, you know, he said, surely you will not be like God. And so he wanted to sort of demonstrate to Eve that, you know what, God's not really that big of a deal. And you know, just come enjoy everything and you'll see everything. Your eyes will be open. And so if you look at the Ten Commandments, the very first things the very first commandment is, thou shalt have no idols before me. You shall have no other gods before me. And then the second of the Ten Commandments is sort of a clarification of the first. Don't make any graven images. So you're not going to have any other gods before me. And second of all, don't make any graven images. And I remember going through Sunday school, I was thinking, well, that seems like the first two commandments are actually the same command, and so there's like 9 commandments instead of 10 and things like that. But the point is that God is trying to emphasize this fact of having no idols before him. And this is a serious issue. It's not something I know in sort of my tone this morning. It's, you know, I'm not as fired up, and I ought to be, because this is quite a serious issue in the eyes of God. One time when Jesus was asked the question, you know, what is the greatest commandment? He replied with, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And if you do that, then you simply find that there's no room for anything else. There's no room for anything else. Luke 16 says, new servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And so in this idea of worship, as we worship God, worship is not just a Sunday morning sort of gathering of singing for 20 minutes. It's about your response to the very thing that you value. And that's what the Lord is trying to sort of reveal to us in Ezekiel 14. The attitude you see in God is not like, you know, it's okay. You know, I understand. In some ways, as I think about God's heart about idols, I don't think he has much mercy and grace towards idols in our lives. In fact, it's you know, all of us, you know, have maybe something about our personality or character. There's, you know, we can be generally laid back and we can be a nice guy or a nice person and things, but there's maybe this one area in your life that if you go there, oh man, you know, you just explode and just crazy about. And it's beyond a pet peeve. It's beyond something that you don't like or can't stand or tolerate. It's something, oh no, you didn't. You didn't just go there and then you're just crazy about it. I think idols is something that God, in his abundance and grace and mercy, is something that he just cannot tolerate. He does not tolerate that. And so when we look at what worship is, we come on Sunday mornings and we sing these songs, and as I've been reflecting on that, you know, I'm not really sure if it's truly worship that we're giving him, or if it's or this idea of just lip service. Because worship, obviously, as we know, is beyond just a moment in time. It's sort of our heart response and what we value and the things that we value. I think the idols of our generation is not necessarily materialism or stuff or items, but it's this value of comfort before the will of God. You know, and it's easy for us to think, yeah, I don't have any idols. But this morning, what I sort of want us to do is sort of examine, do we have any idols in our heart? You know, and it's as subtle as this idol of comfort. Once again, worship is our response to the thing that we value the most. And when we make our decisions and the way we behave and we act are determined by what we value the most. And unfortunately, if you were to examine the trail or the path, sometimes it's not God. And so this morning, I want us to sort of examine our heart as we reflect on Ezekiel. And so if we could just bow our heads. Putting God first is what it means to worship him. Putting God first is what it means to worship him. I think a natural response as we go down the trail to see where our throne is or what our throne is or what our altar is, I think a great response to that is serving him. In fact, in Hebrew, there are many words for worship, but there is one word in Hebrew for worship that means literally to serve. To serve God, to serve people. And if you think about it, and I want you to listen very carefully, when we choose what we want instead of God's way, we commit the sin of idolatry. That's why I think I can say idolatry is always at the core issue of every crossroad of obedience. I want to say that again. Idolatry is the core issue at every crossroad of obedience. Because God wants you to obey his word, but at that crossroad of decision, it's either God or an idol that you have in your heart. And a lot of times that idol is ourselves. The core issue at every crossroad of obedience, I believe, is idolatry. Either we choose our way instead of God's way, and we commit the sin of idolatry. So let's take a moment to sort of reflect on our heart's condition. And if we need to sort of repent before God, I want us to do that. Lord, I've made myself an idol, and that idol has been myself. And I want to lay that down. I want to take up the cross, and I want to follow you. Let's do that this morning. Let's come before God and let's worship Him as we intercede, as we value Him, and as we honor Him. Let's intercede for our community. Let's pray for those who are sick and let's say, Lord, you are greater, you're stronger, you're bigger than cancer, than sickness, than infirmities. And so let's begin to pray and intercede for those who are suffering with cancer right now. And great faith, God. We just pray, Father, for healing in Jesus' name. God, we cancel, Lord, the cancer in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray, Father, for your healing, God. Lord, we lift up Jennifer, God, and we just ask, Father, for your mercy and grace, God, for the lymphoma. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that beyond doctors, God, but that your healing hand would be upon it in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray, Father, God, for your mercy, Jesus. Lord, we just pray for healing, God. And we just pray for Bill and Lord. We just pray, Father, for her stage 1 thyroid cancer, God. We cancel it now, Lord. God, we just pray that it would be gone now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Lizzie going through chemotherapy, Lord. And we just pray, Father, for your mercy upon her and her family, God. Lord, we just pray for Juman's cousin, Lord. We just pray, Father, for healing over there in Jesus' name, God. Lord, do miracles, God. Lord, we continue want to shine light in the darkness, God. And we know that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, Lord. We pray for Vince, Lord.
Let's pray for those who are sick but are not believers in Jesus Christ yet. And so let's ask the Lord to shine his light upon their lives. And let's pray for salvation over them. Let's cover them in prayer right now.
Lord, we pray for Chris's aunt. Lord, we just lift up lung cancer. Lord, we pray for Rachel's uncle, Lord, and grand aunt. Lord, we just pray for Yvain's grandmother. Lord, we
pray for Julie's aunt. Lord, we lift up Tim's mom and sister, God. Remember them, Lord. God, in this place, God, Lord, we know that, Lord, that that you want all men to know. We pray for Angie's father, Lord. And we just pray for Ken's cousin, Lord. We pray for Pat Sophia's mom, Lord. We pray for the diabetes, Lord. We pray for Cadence's dad, Lord. We pray for, Lord, the tumor that was found, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just ask, Father, for healing, God. Lord, we just pray that they would know Christ, Lord, God, through this time. Lord, open the doors for your light to shine in. Lord, open, Lord, let your love be furious, God, in the midst of darkness for them, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, Lord Jesus, we just pray, Father God, for healing over them in Jesus' name. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray for salvation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. So, Lord, let's also lift up other infirmities and sicknesses, and let's ask the Lord to heal them. And so let's pray in faith, and let's lift them up right now.
Jesus, we pray, Father, for Pastor Jimmy, Lord, and we just ask, God, Lord, that in the hospital, Lord, that that you would shower your love upon him, Lord, that you would bring healing, God, quickly, Lord. God, we just pray that you would have mercy, and Lord, we pray for Jimmy's hamstring, God. Lord, we know that the it's a generally long recovery on its own, but Lord, we pray for even supernatural recovery, even before we go to North Korea, Lord. Yeah, we just pray, Father God, Lord, for Pastor Colin, Lord, for his brain injuries, Lord, and we just ask, Father, for healing. Lord, we lift up Pastor Sophia, Lord, we just pray for, Lord, for this comfort that she has, Lord. And God, we thank you for the procedure, Lord, but we just pray even more now. Lord, we just pray, Father, for Samuel, God, for his just his life, God. We pray for strength, God, in his Lord, in his ability, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. We pray for Ashley's family, Lord. We pray that you would heal them, Lord. And we just pray right now for Matt and Nate's mom, Lord, for her right knee, God. We just pray for healing now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. We pray for Leanne's father, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you.
Let's lift up those who are looking for jobs, and let's ask the Lord that each day they would get closer into finding one. And so let's pray for them and lift them up.
God, we lift up high, God. We just pray that each day goes closer. We pray for interviews, God. Open up doors, Father, for Katharina, for Q, for Rainbow, for Mark, God. We pray for Mark in San Jose, God, in the Bay Area, Lord. We just pray, Father. Lord, let that be a place, God. Lord, we pray that their desert would come to an end right now, God, that you'd open doors right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Tracy and Isabel, Lord. We just ask, God, that, Lord, that you brought them here, Lord. And Lord, we pray for Rachel, God, James, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for John. Lord, we just pray, Father, for Daniel. God, we ask for your grace upon Daniel, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for Samuel, God, as he goes out. Lord, we pray for Dennis, Lord, as he continues to seek his face. Lord, we just pray that Dennis would find something, God. Lord, we pray that you're bringing relationships and connections, God, Lord, to find a job. Lord, we pray for young, God. And Lord, just ask, Father, for your mercy and your grace, God. We thank you, Jesus, each and every day, God. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would see the faithfulness of your people, Lord, God. We thank you, God. Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Let's pray for our missions focus this morning, and let's lift up China and, of course, SP Beijing. Let's pray for Pastor Sam and his family, and the church is growing, and they're getting fuel from our prayers, and so let's continue to pray for them. Let's pray for the Chong family, for Matt and Nate's parents, Bas Rabas, Leanne, Edie, Chichar kids, and the government and churches, and let's ask God to truly change China and let a wave of revival come through China. So let's lift up China right now.
Father, we just thank you for SP Beijing. God, we thank you, God, for the calling that that you have for that community, Lord. And we just pray, God, that the community, Lord, would just experience incredible growth. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you would raise up, Lord, your servants and your leaders, God. Lord, we pray, God, that through them people would be saved, Lord, that people would be discipled and God sent out, Lord. And we just pray for a clear, God, vision for that church, Lord, for your church, Lord. God, we lift up Chong family as they are just moving into a new season in their life, Lord. We just pray for Matt and Nate's parents as they serve you, God. Lord, we just pray, Father, for the Bas Rabas, Lord. And God, we just ask, God, Lord Jesus, Father, for your blessing, God, over their projects, Lord. We lift up Leanne Chang, Lord, and God, we just ask for Leanne, God, as she is busy with her businesses, Lord. We just pray that things would come through this, Lord Jesus. Lift up, God. We pray for China, Lord. We just ask, God, Lord, your gospel would go first, God, that your gospel would permeate, God, that your gospel would be central, Lord Jesus.
Let's pray for the SP staff and for the board and for the missions committee, and ask the Lord to help make decisions and guide them and protect them. And as they're targets for a lot of warfare, and so let's just ask for God's guidance for them. So let's lift them up right now.
Lord, we lift up Pastor Sam. Lord, we just pray, Father, for just your protection over him, God. We just pray that we just pray for him, Lord. We just lift him up, God, as our leader, God. We pray for decisions, Lord. We just pray for wisdom, God. We just pray for vision, Lord. We lift up our board of directors, Lord, and we just pray, Father, for this, for unity, God, in all things, Lord. And we just pray, Father, God, for our missions committee, Lord. Just ask, God, that as we send people out, God, discuss proposals, Lord. God, I pray that our hearts would be expanded, Lord, and we just ask, God, that, Lord, that you would just rule and reign, God, and begin to speak, God, and Lord, we just pray that you give discernment, Lord. And God, we just pray for some big decisions, God, that we have to make as a church, Lord, God. We just pray, Father, for your wisdom, God, over those things, God. And, Lord, we just lift them up to you, God. We lift up our staff, Lord, and every member, Lord Jesus. We just ask, God, for your anointing and your blessing, Jesus. Over them, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Speak, God. Clearly give visions and dreams, Lord.
Let's lift up Phoebe Ministry and Pastor Salomon and his family. And as they continue to grow and expand, let's ask the Lord to continue to bless them even more. And let's ask God to give Pastor Salma strength and wisdom, and let's pray for the sisters. Many are doing some incredible witnessing and evangelism to Muslim sisters, and so let's ask the Lord to truly reveal that He is the Christ, that He is the One. And so let's lift up the Korean church also. Let's pray for unity in the Korean church and ask the Lord to use them as a lighthouse, and let's ask the Lord to bless them. So let's lift them up right now.
Father, we pray for Phoebe, God. We just thank you for your anointing and your blessing, Lord. We just pray for Pastor Salamat, Lord. I just pray, Father, for even greater vision and even greater direction, God, and even greater strength and anointing, God, for Phoebe Ministry, Lord. And we just pray, Father, for the sisters there, God. We just pray for unity amongst the sisters, God. And Lord, we just pray, Father, for humility amongst the sisters, Lord. And we just pray, Father, God, Lord, for conversions, God, of the Muslim women, Lord God, to Lord, we just pray that there be greater evangelism, God, and greater fruit, Lord. And Lord, bless them with greater, enlarge their territory, God, even greater things, Lord. We pray for the Korean church, Lord. We just pray, Father, for unity over the Korean church, Lord. We ask, God, that you protect them from division, Lord. And God, we just pray, Father God, for all the chaos, Lord. We just pray, God, that they would come together, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just lift them up, Jesus. Just lift them up.
Let's pray for our house church's meeting today for Bonham, Kowloon, Lan Kwai Fong, Will Peak, and Happy Valley. Let's ask the Lord to truly inhabit their times together, their communities, and ask the Lord to truly bless them in their discussion and conversations. And once again, let's pray for unity in the house churches. So let's lift them up right now.
Hallelujah. We pray, Father, for the leaders, God, for Bonham, for Kowloon, for LKF, Lord, for Old Peak, Lord, Happy Valley, God. Lord, we lift them up, Lord God. We just want, Lord, your anointing, God, your presence, Lord. Jesus, we just pray, Father God, for your blessing over them, God. Lord, we just pray, God, for unity, Jesus. Lord, we just pray, God, Lord, that it be just an extension of love and grace and mercy and understanding, God, that they would bear each other's burdens, God, that they would be able to anoint one another, God, that they would begin to pray for the sick, Lord, that they would begin to care for one another, Lord Jesus, thank you, God. But for these groups, God, we cover them, Lord. We know that our words, God, are important, so, God, we declare Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we lift them up to you, God. We lift them up to you, God. We speak blessing. We speak peace, God, into these house churches.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for showing us that our words matter, and God, our prayers matter. And Lord, we declare, God, blessing and peace, God, over our friends, our the body of Christ, for our house churches, for our missionaries. Lord, we just speak blessing, and Lord, we just speak grace over them, Lord. And Father, we just ask for your forgiveness, God, if we've put anything above yourself, God. And Lord, we just ask, Father, for just a refreshing and a renewal, God, and conviction in our hearts, God. Lord, we just want to give you our first fruits and not our leftovers, Lord. God, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and I encourage you to stay and pray. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.